When the Seattle Post-Intelligencer stopped printing newspapers back in 2009, a group of reporters launched a new project. They called it Investigate West. Their goal? Serious watchdog journalism, investigative reporting for the Pacific Northwest. And tonight, they're celebrating their fourth anniversary at Investigate West. Earlier, David Hyde spoke with Jason Alcorn. He's associate director of Investigate West. He talked about what they've accomplished and why investigative journalism matters.
In a lot of cases, it's uncovering things or reporting things that someone out there might not want you to be reporting otherwise, you know.
What are some of the most important stories, or what's the most important story that you feel like you've done at Investigate West?
I think the one that, you know, certainly has had the most impact as we look at it is a story that we did early on about the what we called secondhand chemo. And it was the health risks to healthcare workers, nurses, and others who actually handle chemotherapy drugs in the workplace. And you know, we had a woman come up to us and tell us her story, and we looked into it. And the incidence of cancer and other kind of bad health outcomes was much higher among healthcare workers, and no one had really been paying attention to this, and there weren't safeguards in place to protect those workers who are, you know, saving other people's lives.
Jason Alcorn is with us. He's the associate director of Investigate West. It's a nonprofit based here in Seattle that focuses on investigative journalism. So what impact, Jason, did that story have?
That one had it actually led to two new state laws here in Washington State. There was a cancer registry that was created so the state and policymakers can be more informed about not just healthcare workers who are getting cancer because of their jobs, but whether other occupations actually have higher risks of cancer as well. And there were strengthened regulations, workplace safety regulations for healthcare workers that came about after this.
How do you guys support investigative journalism at Investigate West?
We have some foundation funding. We have member support. We invite people to become members for us. And we operate as a journalism studio. So, you know, we bring in, you know, a number of different media partners on all of our stories and ask them to help support and underwrite some of the costs of that work that, you know, very few outlets are doing as much of as they did even 5 years ago.
How many reporters do you have working on stories?
Right now we have 2 to 3 full-time reporters, full-time staff, including an intern, and anywhere from, you know, 4 to 6 reporters, contributors who are working for us on pieces at any given time.
So to put that in perspective, I mean, I think of major city papers in Seattle having maybe 150 reporters. You've got 3. How do you decide what to focus on, especially when we're talking about investigative journalism that takes a lot of time and resources?
We pick stories that we don't think anyone else is able to do or likely to be able to do. And that, you know, there's a lot of good environmental reporting in some ways in Seattle. And, you know, we know that EarthFix, for example, who we work with often, is doing a lot of good work on the coal train issue. So we've let them work on that. But we pick stories that we think can have an impact. If there's a solution there, solutions journalism is really the approach that we take to this. So we try to cover stories that we think that there's something that can be done after we write the story. If it's a great story and everyone gets really excited about it, but there's really no way to make things better or no way to improve things, you know, unfortunately, that's a story we often have to pass on.
What's an example of something you're working on right now? Can you give us any hints?
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually working on a story with KCTS Television and KUOW that's coming out later in July. And it's about dementia and Alzheimer's here in Washington State. You know, about 110,000 people right now in Washington State, according to the Alzheimer's Association, with Alzheimer's. And that number is supposed to jump by 2025 by another 40,000 people. And we're looking at dementia in particular and wandering and what happens with this behavior that's unique to Alzheimer's and dementia patients. Of people getting disoriented and walking away, and how we can, you know, as a community, safeguard those lives.
Jason Alcorn, thanks so much for taking the time.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Jason Alcorn is the associate director of Investigate West. You can find links to more on Investigate West on our website at kuow.org and find out more about what's happening with their fourth anniversary celebration as well. It's happening tonight at the Bullitt Center starting at 5 p.m. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.
David Hyde produces The Conversation with Arwin Nix. We get production help from Hannah Byrne, Allie Ferguson, Bon Huberman. Bernard Ouellette is our engineer. I'm Ross Reynolds. Thanks for joining us.